And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jer Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. And ho, ho, ho,
that's
he's
right.
Also playing
we're,
Santa
we're
Claus.
We're on Christmas list here, and everybody knows, I made the offer last week to send you this, send you a list of these Christmas gifts, which I will not be able to cover since they only give me a few minutes
that's
on
right.
the radio
can't
here.
Can't afford anymore.
And since the newspaper won't print this thing because, you know, they've got people that are supposed to know what they're doing there and don't know what they're doing
they
as far as recipe and everything else a concern. So if you want a complete listing of these things, of the best gifts, most of which you can get before Christmas time, most of which you can order over the phone, and most of which will be greatly appreciated from till death do you part by the people you send them to. You send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and that stamped envelope needs two stamps because this is 10 pages long, and to the Weekend Gardener address, and we will send you this copy of many, many gift ideas that we will scan over on this program. And of course, the Weekend Gardener address is P.O. Box 380-391, and the zip is 78280. So that's P.O. Box 380-391, and the zip, of course, is 78280, or 78280. Monday, we talked about sending flower like amaranthus. Amaryllis. Will you quit saying amaranthus, son? Amaryllis, and also making a flower bed that old Malcolm Beck sells out there at Gardenville or some other people. You could make your own if you wanted to. Now, the next two Christmas gifts that come from, we're talking about our saying for today, where we cannot invent, we can at least improve.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't invent apples and country ham, but there have been some people around that have improved upon them. One of the people that have done a good job on the apples is Baxter Adams of Love Creek Orchards up in Medina, Texas. That's just the other side of
Bandera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a telephone number for you. They've got some gift packages that they actually mail. Of course, they got a lot of stupid stuff on there. You know, they get carried away when they got a good item, and they put smoked pheasant and every stupid thing else on there.
Well, old Buster has to have an excuse to go shoot those pheasants.
I imagine so, and also buy one so he can eat it, you know. But the most reasonable gift that they've got up there, as far as I'm concerned, and since I'm making the calls, I'm making those choices, is what he calls an apple capital sampler.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes cinnamon apple jelly, apple butter, which I think you are a connoisseur of.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Apple cider, Texas pecans, a half a pound of Texas pecans, and four Texas-grown Granny Smith apples.
Mm-hmm.
So, and all of that, shipping and all, postage including $23.
Mm-hmm. Good
so,
gift box.
Yeah, that's a good gift box of a lot of homegrown or local-grown apple product. If you just want apples, if you just want to send somebody some good old Texas-grown apples, and the Texas-grown Granny Smith apple is better than anything you can buy in the grocery. A lot of people say, well, I can go down to the grocery and get Granny Smith apple and put them in a box myself. Yeah. You same kind of people send people ashes, too. You know what I mean? If you kind of got that mentality, you need to go on and send them trashy regular gifts that you've been sending. You know, find another station, because I'm getting her to taste some good stuff. When we're saying Granny Smith here, we're talking Texas-grown Granny Smith, which is sweeter and softer than those old nasty things you get in the grocery store. All right. 24 apples of those, 10 pounds of those, cost $18. Mm-hmm. He'll mail those for you, your postage included, $18 anywhere in the universe. All right. Now, of course, Baxter, I'm going to give you the telephone number.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the telephone number. And when we get back, you know, Baxter's done pretty good with apples, but he's done real good with local-grown fresh tomatoes.
Shipping
them, fresh tomatoes. Last year, we just started this. Baxter said he thought he came up with the idea. I said, the only good idea you've ever had is calling me to get a good idea, son. And so it was my idea to see if people would be interested in shipping tomatoes, fresh tomatoes, to their friend. He sold more tomatoes than he did apples.
Woo.
So he ships fresh-grown, local-produced tomatoes. When we get back, I'll tell you how much it'll cost you, and also give you that telephone.
Okay. Good deal. We will get back to Jerry right after this.